This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, yes, yes. 855-732-5563 or 855-REAL-JOE. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know I don't say it enough, but I appreciate the time that you guys take to be, you know, on the air and in the chat room and just really being part of the conversation. No, and I mean that sincerely because I know that there's a boatload of other shows out there you could be listening to. You know, other people that are smarter than I am. And I can prove it because all you got to do is go to the chat room. And a whole bunch of people smarter than I am in the chat room. And if you head up to the Facebook feed up there as well. You know, we go down the list. I always say this every night, and I mean it. You know, we go down a list of all the news, the hot, please. The hot news stories of the day, and they've been beat to death. And, you know, the other thing, here I go already, right? Everybody's an expert. You ever notice that? Even when I go on other shows with people, I don't, you know, it's like, don't tell them an expert. I'm like you. I read the paper. I listen to other commentators. I look at who's doing what. I see what makes sense. I have time to go through it. Some of you believe. Some of you don't believe me. It's okay. I'm almost any sleep over it. But you get, again, all these stories coming at you, 100 miles an hour. Did you hear today that, you know, remember President Trump, they beat him up, what, a week ago? Because he called the members of MS-13 animals. Now, what's really funny, see, I hit the ground running. I didn't mean to. What's really funny about all this, though, is that all of a sudden the Dems care about human feelings. All of a sudden they care about what people are called and what goes on. Trump has been called an animal. I mean, seriously, think about it. Somebody stood there with a severed head would look like Donald Trump in their hand. I didn't hear any outrage from the left. Was there any outrage? No, there wasn't any outrage. When does it become truly equal? Right? When do we get to that point where, well, I think never, but I'm just throwing it out there. When do you get to that point where they act and they live and they do live out the equality they say they want for everybody? Now, I start off with the animal comment because apparently there was one of these yang. One of these young animals was sentenced to 40 years in prison over killing a 15-year-old boy. What could a 15-year-old boy possibly do to you? For $10. You won't be fast enough. That's why I'm allowed to do it. Can anybody tell me what this young piece of work's name was? I'll tell you. I'll save you the aggravation. Animal. That was his nickname. That's what they called him. So apparently President Trump was talking to him. He said, you know, this animal or these animals. Maybe he had offspring. I don't know. A member of the notorious MS-13 gang known as Animal admitted to the 2015 killing of a teenage boy in Massachusetts. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts announced that 23-year-old Joel Martinez, who went by the street name Animal, will be subject to deportation once he's released in 40 years. Right, so we got to feed him. We got to take care of him. We got to give him medical attention for 40 years. Are we serious? Seriously. I can think of other things we can do. I mean, brutally beat and killed a 15-year-old kid. Now, the Dems' argument is that all humans deserve to be respected, except for Republicans, except for conservatives, except for Christians, except for Trump. There's all these caveats. Now, obviously, they didn't put them in there. We know that those don't count. Right? We're hitting some quick stories. And it just gets worse. I think this is hilarious. And what was it? Today, I heard part of a speech that President Trump gave. And it was like at a pro-life rally. And you could just hear the honesty in his voice about how much, look, I've got a lot accomplished for you people. But if you don't get out there and get active, if you don't work hard again, I'm not going to be able to do it next year. 2018 is important. Now, he's very positive. You know, we're going to win. Everything looks good. We're going to win. I get all of that. But that's not always the case, right? It doesn't happen that way unless we fight hard to keep. Don't get complacent. Just because he's there and you're hearing stories about all the wonderful things that President Trump's getting done, he's ahead of schedule, he's, you know, getting judges appointed, we're not done. We're not close to done. Don't relax. Seriously. Did you guys hear this story? I only got a piece of this. I heard that Michael Avenatti's law firm is ordered to pay $10 million to an ex-colleague by a judge. I thought he was an upstanding, wonderful human being. At least that's what I've been told by the Democrats. You got to get a TRS mug. I keep telling you guys, it tastes so much better. A law firm managed by Michael Avenatti, the attorney representing adult film star Stormy Daniels, is in a lawsuit. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. No, really. I mean, think about it. He owes all kinds of money, including taxes. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today, you you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
What we need is more cowbells. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being in communication. I really do appreciate it. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can buy my book. That's what you should be doing. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can also buy a coffee mug. Remember, I keep telling you. You see me drinking from it, you make comments, and I go, it tastes so much better in there. What is wrong with you people? Just jump on the bandwagon, get in there, buy the cup. It's just wonderful. Just wonderful. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about the righteousness of the left. Yeah, I know that'll freak you out, right? No, it's really funny because when I go on other shows, I talk to other people, and, you know, right away they start attacking Trump, and they start attacking the things that Trump does, and the things he says, and I go, you know, you guys have selective recall. You really do. Or it's temporary Alzheimer's, you know, that they switch on and off at times. And it's like Trump is, you know, somebody, a friend of mine actually sat with me yesterday and said that race relations, you know, it's just gotten so much worse under Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, really? Wow. Because he's winning over more and more people in the African-American or the black community. He's got an approval rating in the black community that's rising. And most black communities, most people that are diehard Democrats, no matter what, most of those people, even, well, not most, a lot of those people even say under President Obama, race relations were terrible. They took a nosedive. They went in reverse. Now, a law firm managed by Michael Avenatti, the attorney representing adult film star Stormy Daniels in her lawsuit against El Presidente de Trump, and his personal attorney, was ordered to pay $10 million Tuesday to a lawyer who claimed that the firm had misstated its profits and that he was owed millions. Wait a minute, misstated. That's, you realize that's a liberal word for lie, right? Or lied. Now, I'm not talking about the average liberal. Remember, when I say liberal, conservative, I'm not talking, when I want to talk far right, I'll let you know far right. Anyway, the lawyer claimed that the firm had lied about its profits, and he was owed millions. The Los Angeles Times reporter said the judgment by a U.S. bankruptcy court in Southern California went against the Egan Avenatti law firm. The judge said of the award that at this point, that's what's appropriate. At this point, that's what's appropriate. Attorney Jason Frank, who worked at the Egan Avenatti under an independent contractor agreement, he alleged in court papers that the law firm failed to pay him $4.85 million settlement that he had reached in December. He added that Avenatti had personally guaranteed the settlement. You know what I love about this? Think about how much money Avenatti could make if they get this bogus thing with the porn star to stick. If they somehow get money for outing the fact that two adults had consensual sex. And we don't even know that to be true, because she had said in the beginning it didn't happen. It never happened. There was never any sex. That's what she said. So I guess she lied then. Is she lying now? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. Right? Avenatti responds by saying, this is all nonsense. Completely different law firm. No ties to the Daniels case. Irrelevant. Overblown. I wish I was a judge, because I would just go, you know what? Overruled. Shut up. Let me get back to the reality of the, you owe $10 million. How are you going to pay it? Now, he's calling it sensational reporting, right? In response to the initial report of the judgment, Avenatti tweeted at the Los Angeles Times reporter that he was out of his mind, basically. Check the facts next time. Please make sure that you're accurate. Wow. He's asking for accuracy? And the case has no tie to Daniels. No kidding. Who said it did? Deflection, distraction, that's what I call it. Finnegan responded that Avenatti has not challenged the accuracy of a single fact in the paper story. Under his agreement, Frank was supposed to collect 25% of the firm's annual profits, along with 20% of fees his clients paid, which is not uncommon when firms or companies merge. He said after he resigned, he brought the case to the panel of arbitrators who found that the firm acted with malice, fraud. So the arbitrators found that these guys were slime. Right? And he still doesn't care. Which is perfect. These guys, I mean, once you're scum, it's really hard to come back from it. Seriously, I know it's tough. Right? Anyway, the Harvard University is going to hold its first ever. This is sick. I've talked to a couple of my black friends. They're like, my God, Martin Luther King is just freaking out in his grave. You know, he's like, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. is in heaven going, all right, God, come on. Yeah, I got to go back. I got to fix this. This is like nuts. Right? And I'm looking at some of the comments on Facebook by people in the black community. they're not happy with this either. Right? You know, women and men of all shades, of all colors, fought to end slavery and segregation for that matter. And these young entitled idiots think that it's okay to stomp all over that, stomp all over the people that died. Right? Seriously, stomped all over people that fought and died right alongside them. And Harvard has given into this garbage. They're going to host a graduation ceremony exclusively for black students. More than 170 students and 530 guests have signed up to attend. The all-black ceremonies have been held at other U.S. universities, such as Stanford, Columbia. These are supposed to be educated people, too. Doesn't that make you crazy? The event was crowd-funded by students who raised over $27,000 this year. The all-black ceremony is open only to graduate students, but organizers hope to open it up to undergraduates next year to further insult the loss of many, many in the black community who fought for their rights. But they try to cover it up by saying, this is an opportunity to fight for black accomplishments. No, you see, the blacks fought for equal rights. They fought to be alongside the whites. They fought, and you know what? And if they're better, they fought, whether, you know, your diploma, whatever your certificate is or what have you. If you did better, you got a better certificate, right? You did better, you got a better job. You did better, you got better accolades. That's what they fought for. This sends it backwards. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Sight. We'll be back in a few more minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I'm watching this stuff over my shoulder. You know, it's the this whole FBI informant, insider, what have you. Now they're saying, you know what, it's really no big deal. You know, we had somebody on the inside watching out, not just watching out for Obama, but, you know, watching out for the country to make sure. What a bunch of malarkey. You imagine if we had done the same thing, or somebody on the right, a president on the right had done the same thing to Obama when he first won or first got in. And he was so cocky that when President Bush opened up the doors to him and said, hey, you know, come in early, let's talk, you can get a lay of the land, he said, no, I got it. I got it handled. That's how cocky he was. And they said, no, he's a very brilliant man. Well, what's his name? Joe Biden, you know, the guy that does have about an ounce of prejudice in him? What did he say? Well, you know, for a black man, he's got great speech. He speaks well. Very bro. Very, very smart guy. For a black man. Like, oh, my God. They'd crucify some of us for saying that stuff. But Joe, you know, they love Uncle Joe. Uncle Cousin Joe. The guy you kind of keep the kids away from. You know what I'm saying? That Uncle Joe? Yes, honey. He looks like he's sleeping on the couch. But don't go over there. Stay over here. Stay near the real adults. Anyway, we're talking about Harvard University deciding that they had they were going to have a black only graduate. They are going to have a black only graduation. The administrators there say this is an opportunity to celebrate Harvard's black excellence and black brilliance. And you know what? Only black people will know because it's a black people event. If you really want to get your message out to the whole world, if you really want to let others know what's going on, why wouldn't you invite others in? Mr. Huggins, who is a graduate with a master's in public policy from Harvard Kennedy School, he added, it's an event where we can see each other and our parents and our family can see us as a collective whole group, a community devoid of all white folks. No, I said that. I mean, think about it. He's got a college degree. I got bupkis. I can't even find my high school degree.
Diploma.
Diploma, whatever. Piece of paper that comes in really handy when, well, whatever, anyway. Another organizer of the event said that the ceremony would also draw attention to the experiences of black students at Harvard. Why, are they segregated there? Do they have segregation at Harvard? That's disgusting. Harvard's institutional foundation is in direct conflict with the needs of the black students. That's according to Courtney Woods. There's a legacy of slavery, right? Epistemic racism and colonialism. You got to get away from these professors. You have to get these kids away from these professors. All this whole institution was founded to train imperialist leaders. Thank you, comrade. Think about what these people are saying. You went to that school. You paid to go there. You've got grant money to go there. To be raised up to be an imperialist leader. You must be a moron. Why would you go? Why would you pay? Why would you sign up for something that, according to you, is terrible, disgusting, nasty? Our actions, this is a history that we are reclaiming. You're reclaiming your history by segregating yourselves? You realize by segregating yourselves, you spit in the face of everybody who gave time, money, life, limb, or what have you, for your freedom, for you not to be segregated. Right? I mean, Washington, D.C. University has recently launched an investigation after racist messages were found scrawled across bananas scattered across the campus. Look, there are...
They're supposed to be adults.
I know. And they're liberal adults, being trained by liberal adults, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So, I love this. This tickles me to no end, because I know... What do you think it costs to go to Harvard? $100,000 a year? $150,000 a year? I mean, megabucks. How's that? Megabucks to go to Harvard for the year. And I always loved the fact that you could walk down an Ivy League college and look around and see bananas. Banana skins with racist marks all over them. Don't you? God. Look, if they're truly racist comments on the bananas or anywhere on campus, that's wrong. I get it. But you know what? The bully's looking for attention. You can't keep giving this attention that they're fighting for. I guarantee you a couple of times whatever. They'll stop doing it. They're not getting what they want. Now, Harvard has been last year the highest ever number of African-American students. However, they still comprise of just 14% of the population on campus. They never give you the other numbers. How many of these people are actually applying for positions there, putting in applications? How many of these people did probably what I would have done, gone, Harvard, are you serious? I'll never get in there. I may have the grades for it, but I ain't got no money. Right? It's, again, just amazing to me. The Hillary Clinton, I got to come up with a name for her. I don't want to just call her Hillary Clinton because that's like too nice. She's shown herself not to be a very nice person. I'll leave it at that. But in the Georgia primary, Stacey Abrams could become the first black female governor. Okay, that's great and that's wonderful. And I wouldn't put that down in any way, shape, manner, or form. But I hope to God, like with the president, the failed presidency of Hillary Clinton, I hope to God that A, you're not voting for her just because she's a woman, and B, a black woman, what, gets the double whammy, right, the true brass ring? I hope she can do the job. Now, Mrs. Clinton recorded an automated political campaign phone message from Ms. Abrams. She's looking to become the first female black governor in U.S. history, the former Secretary of State. Now, look at the big deal they're making out of this, right? Did they ever make a big deal of the fact that, you know, one of the first senators in the country, or the first senator in the country, was Republican? Right? You know, I did some digging on the whole, at one point in time, those racist Democrats ran over to the Republican Party. Yeah. Actually, as you can imagine, that wasn't true, not even close to truth. There was only two of them that ran over. And they were moderates. They were tired of the racism in their own party. But I love it when they say, you know, do your homework, take a look. I'm not giving that information. I was on a show with somebody the other night when they were talking about Russian collusion. I said, yeah, please, they've been doing this for decades. And Ted Kennedy asked them to jump in and help out. And the commentator looked at me like a deer in the headlights. I mean, you do this for a living every day, you should have some of this information. The former Secretary of State, Ernst Weil, opponent of the U.S. President Donald Trump, said that on a call that Ms. Abrams, a Yale-educated attorney, now, if she was a Yale-educated attorney, that's part of all this tomfoolery that goes on at Harvard, I don't know, I'm not impressed. She's the only candidate with the bold new plan to ensure that Georgians have access to good jobs, quality public schools, affordable child care, and higher education. If it's the same plan that the Dems use across the country, run, don't just run, run faster, buy a jetpack, get out of it as soon as you can. Ms. Abrams is going up against another woman named Stacey Evans for the party's nomination. Both women are former state legislators, lawyers, and have similar left-leaning progressive platforms. You know what? I'm to the point now in some of these places I go, look, you vote him in, but you don't fight to keep him out, you deserve what you get. Just like in California. Right? Just amazing to me. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up. Play around a lot more with these stupid stories. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, making comments. Some of you are pretty funny. Some of you stick with your day job. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. But I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you guys get involved in the conversation. And, it, you know, you help me steer it in the direction I want to go in. You know, it's funny because a lot of you, when you send me emails or we talk or what have you, I appreciate you being honest. You don't like something? Okay. That's fine. How am I supposed to know? And I may not change it. This is not, you know, this is not like the liberal Democrat show where I'm going to change because of what everybody thinks that they should sound like, should be like, or whatever. I'm not going to do it. But anyhow, it's just one of those things. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know how. I want to know why. And it ain't that hard. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I never understand some of the things. And you know what? And thank God for, what's his name, on Friday night, our pal, Xander Gibb, right? Thank God for Xander. And the reason I said that is that Xander is openly gay, so we don't, we're not giving anything away here, right? But Xander will openly talk about how crazy the LGBTQ community has got over the years. No, he says this is not supposed to be like this. It makes us look like fools. Because when you really think about it, I always love to say to him, you see those gay pride parades? And I know I'm going off the rails here, but what are they proud about, those parades? That they know how to attach sexual appendages to their body? What are they prideful about? Are they prideful about the pink boa that they wrap around themselves and walk around half naked? Well, that you can see their butt cheeks? You know, the thing is great for the family, my butt. I don't want my kids there. I don't want my grandkids there. I don't want them seeing this stuff. No. Now, see, some of you already jumped on it, right? Not that I don't want them to see gay people. I don't want them to see people who think it's funny to be almost totally naked with a male appendage hanging down past their knees and sticking it in everybody's face, or, you know, dressed up with women's chest hanging down to their knees, and they think that's funny, too. Sure, that's perfect for my 6-year-old son or 6-year-old daughter, don't you think? I would think, and I've said this with Xander, if it's a gay pride parade, if you really want to show people, I don't know, that you're out, that you could do, I don't even get it, but you're allowed to have it. It's a good thing if it makes you feel good. Why isn't it more like, I don't know, maybe it's an all-gay band. That would be great. You know, marching band. Right? Maybe like you see the floats at the Rose Parade. Maybe there's a production company that could, I don't know. Do you see where I'm going with this? Maybe there's a patriotic, oh my God, maybe there's a patriotic float. So instead of waving male appendages, you're waving the American flag. I'm just guessing here. That, to me, would make more sense as gay pride. And a few of the gay friends that I have, it's not because I shun them. They agree that it's gone too far. That it's no longer just equality. Now it's in the realm of, you know, if you don't like anything I say, even if it's one word, you're homophobic. They don't even like it. Makes them uncomfortable. The sane ones. They can even get their patron saint of music.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on.
See? Ethel Merman. Got a great voice. I don't know. I'm not a rose guy, so anyway. There are so many good, I know some of you are going to get mad at me, I don't really care, but there's good things going on in the gay community. There's good things going on in the LGBT community where they're reaching out and helping young people, helping starving. I mean, there's so many things that I look at those pictures and just say it just does them such a disservice. So then we get to Tufts University in Massachusetts, figures, right? Now they have a course titled Queer Space, Explorations in Art and Architecture. So just, what does this mean? Like, queer was never a good thing, but now it's queer or questioning, which I still don't get. If I'm queer or questioning, I have to have a special space for me. I can't have the same kind of office space everybody else has. You know, 4 walls, a desk, I'll do it up the way I want to, but you know what I mean? So now the university is offering this course, and they're examining queer spatial aesthetics and the queer world-making in places like bathhouses, nightclubs, and cruising grounds. What the heck is a cruising ground? Now, according to the course syllabus, queer space explorations in art and architecture will address questions such as, what is queer space? Well, there you go. Can somebody send me that page? I'd love to know. How have works of art and architecture shaped queer understanding and experiences of space? Conversely, students will also learn about spaces of queer appropriation. Oh, here we go. Right? We have cultural appropriation. Now we got queer appropriation? So if I'm not actually queer, but I do queer things, it's bad? I mean, not making fun, but saying that really? You're going to include campuses, streets, and cityscapes in it. The course will be taught by Jackson Davidow, a Ph.D. candidate in history, theory, and criticism of art and architecture. Jackson's currently working on a dissertation titled Viral Visions, the stuff that they come up with. Right here, and part of it, it's a long title. I didn't want to read the whole thing. But part of the title is Spatial Practices in the Global AIDS Pandemic. Spatial practices for somebody has to explain that one to me. I'm thoroughly lost on that one. Now, Davidow explains in the course description that students will examine a range of artists, architects, curators, critics, and others these cultural practitioners have developed aesthetic and political strategies to engage with their spatial and built environments. I mean, you almost feel like, where's the camera, right? You're making this up, aren't you? Do you know what I'm saying here? You feel like somebody's trying to pull the wool over your eyes, right? And then you're nasty if you say anything. You're a hater. No, I don't get it. I really don't get the spatial design difference for an LGBT person or a straight person, or a black person, or a black gay person, or an Asian gay person, or a gay Asian gay straight person. How you decorate is how you decorate. Why does it have to something to do with your sexual orientation? Or do you just make it that so it becomes a thing? I'm just curious. I'd love one of you to call in, but I know what I hear. You're afraid you're gonna. You know how Dice and a few other guys, they do those pieces at the beach where they bring, they ask a simple question and people look stupid, like, who did America win its independence from, and they can't answer the question. I think they're afraid of the same thing. I don't ask you a stupid question to catch you. I ask you a question to see if you even understand. You understand what's going on around you. It's infuriating. And, I was talking to somebody about this today. People run into me in the stores and other places. They're like, hey, I know who you are. What do you think about this? It's like, can I just get my ice cream like everybody else? Can I just, please? But, today they were talking about the school systems and how they'd like to get people in the school systems to simply shut them down. Yeah, we got to get 3 or 4 of you guys in there. Just stop the education. I said, what do you mean stop the education? He said, you just shut it down. You close the schools down. I said, how do you do that? This is news to me, because I thought, these were laws in place. The kids had to be, so you want me to break the law. You're the same guys. You're the same hardcore guys on the right that scream at me that we have to stick with the law. We have to do what the law is. We have to stay. We're a nation of laws. Well, except when it comes to something you don't like. There are smarter ways to do it. We're supposed to be smart. We're not supposed to be stupid. We're not to be like thugs. We need to do this the smart way. We need to catch them at their own game. And what's going on with our kids at school and the lack of teaching they're getting, or lack of education in some cases, you can change that as a parent. I can change that as a trustee, but I would need your help. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Surprise guest the next hour. I'm not telling you who it is. You just have to come back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.